Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. The big news of the day is on the south side, East Carson Street. As Paul, you just reported, the special agent in charge of the FBI here, Christopher Giordano, calling this an act of terror as this white passenger car rammed the gate at their offices there.
It is a smaller car. It's a white Toyota Corolla, and you can see good images of it. It's right up against the fence, and Agent Giordano told the media a short time ago that the person who was behind the wheel threw an American flag over the gate after the collision with the gate. His name, the person they're looking for here, is Donald Henson. He's from Penn Hills. He left the area on foot. They think that he doesn't have a weapon, but they also say he's believed to have a history of mental health issues, and they're looking for him at this hour.
And they said something was written on the windshield?
One of the side windows. One of the a message of some kind, but what it is, I'm not aware.
Okay. Well, bottom line is nobody was injured, but they are looking for Donald Henson.
And this is not the first time something like this has happened at the FBI field office here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's right. In that incident, I don't think anyone was hurt either.
No, but again, I'm glad they've got a sturdy gate.
Yeah. I mean, it is national news when an FBI building is rammed at the gate, but again, nobody injured, so we'll keep you posted. The big international news is President Trump and the First Lady, a second state visit to England. I guess that's unprecedented. You wouldn't think that over the years.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what they said. And with the details, CBS's Tina Krause is there.
At a time of global uncertainty, the UK is pulling out all the stops to bolster ties and stay in President Trump's favor. The president has made it no secret that he loves the royals, and for the next 2 days, he'll be getting the royal treatment.
Soon, President Trump and the First Lady will receive a royal welcome to Windsor Castle for a historic second state visit to the United Kingdom. They'll be greeted by King Charles and Queen Camilla, along with William and Kate, the Prince and Princess of Wales.
My relationship is very good with the UK, and Charles, as you know, who's now king, is my friend.
President Trump's first state visit was back in 2019 with Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace. But with the London landmark under renovation, the spotlight shifts to Windsor with some notable changes.
There's no public access to the president and First Lady really at any point during this whole state visit. But at the same time, It's the full bells and whistles. The royal family, no pun intended, is the biggest trump card this government can play.
UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer extended the King's invitation to President Trump back in February. The leaders will sit down tomorrow for high-level talks, with trade topping the agenda.
The U.S. remains the UK's largest trading partner. Earlier this year, the two countries signed a framework to reduce tariffs on some products, though the UK is hoping for a deal to lower levies on steel and aluminum.
They'd like to see if they could get a little bit better deal, so we'll talk to them.
Overnight, protesters cast a shadow over the royal reception, projecting images of Mr. Trump and convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein onto Windsor Castle. It comes just days after Starmer ousted the UK's U.S. ambassador over his ties to Epstein.
This state visit will be jam-packed with a gun salute, the traditional military inspection, and a carriage procession for the president and first lady. And it is windy out here. That's what you're hearing. So hopefully the weather will be a little bit better for them in Windsor. But tonight, a lavish royal banquet is filled with a flavor of British and American cuisines.
Yes, what would be Alison Krauss, by the way, or not Alison Krauss, Alison Tina Krauss, with CBS in London, what would be English fare for such an event like this? Aaron?
Well, I've been watching a lot of videos about food from different parts of Europe.
Foodie in a way.
Yeah, I guess so. And so at an event like that, I would imagine that it was, pretty high-end stuff.
Bangers and beans.
No, it wouldn't be in a traditional anything like that. It wouldn't be toad in the hole or squeak and bevel and squeak.
Or spotted
dick. Yes. But Yorkshire pudding, nothing like that. I would imagine the menu's probably, right up there with what they would serve at the White House. Let's put it that way.
I don't know.
Pretty nice.
Do you know what English fare is?
I mean, I was trying to think of my own duo in here while you guys were. I'm in here thinking of all Southern foods, like shrimp and grits.
I don't believe you'll be seeing that at the palace.
No, actually, I could see that being served at the White House in a gourmet kind of style. That would make sense. Something Creole, right?
Yeah, right.
Or Cajun. But in Great Britain, I'm sure I don't think it's the well-worn out things like beef Wellington.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was.
You're not saying that right.
Beef Wellington.
That's it. There you go. you got it. Or fish and chips.
Yes. That's something maybe in a gourmet style.
I learned something new about fish and chips in England the other day. The places that sell it are called chippies. And they're like our delis here in the United States, kind of dwindling in number. The same thing's going on with fish and chips in the UK.
Meanwhile, we love Ray Clark.
That would be great. We haven't talked to him in forever.
We'll snag him tomorrow. He was a
Ray Clark,
former BBC newsman, actually, and a radio host who's in England.
He's a kick in the pants, Aaron. He's terrific.
He have an accent?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
Of course.
Love it.
Everything the man says sounds really important.
poetic.
He could say, "My toilet is jammed," and you'd be "Wow, that's really impressive."
Love that.
Hey, coming up, I want to share from Robert Redford's passing what his co-stars have been saying about
this is going to be good.
Yeah, it's really well done. So we'll do that here in just a minute. We'll listen for the Drive at 5, top stories of the day, driving the news every weekday afternoon, brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Well, yesterday during the morning show, we found out that actor Robert Redford passed at the age of 89. And once you hear of his filmography, over 80 films, you get to know the real impact of him as an actor and philanthropist. From CBS, Michael George.
He was Hollywood's golden boy, who starred alongside some of the greatest leading ladies. And today, they're paying tribute. Barbra Streisand, his co-star in The Way We Were, called him one of a kind. Meryl Streep, Redford's Out of Africa co-star, wrote, "One of the lions has passed." Jane Fonda, who starred with Redford in Barefoot in the Park, said she can't stop crying. And in Park City, Utah, the marquee of the Egyptian Theater was changed to Applause for Bob Redford. Thank you, Sundance Kid. Sunday morning's Lee Cowan has more about the one-time heartthrob turned Oscar-winning movie maker and environmentalist.
You don't like talking about your end? I mean, who does? You know, I can't do this forever. I've been doing it since I was 21. As you move into your 80s, you say, hey, that's enough. That's enough.
He was truly a natural. Robert Redford shattered all kinds of norms of what being a movie star really meant.
Would you make a jump like that you didn't have to?
I have to, and I'm not gonna.
Over his career, he had more than 80 films to his credit.
When are you leaving?
Tomorrow.
Many playing the golden-haired romantic lead.
Katie, you expect so much.
Oh, but look what I've got.
His films had both humor...
Are you serious?
...and heft.
This is some stuff in the Eisenhower campaign 1952 that Hunt was connected with.
He took risks many actors wouldn't. His directorial debut was Ordinary People, a film studios thought was too dark, and his choice for the lead, Mary Tyler Moore, too light. It won Redford an Oscar.
From the time I was just a little kid, I was always wanting to go away from the rules. I didn't want to break any. I just didn't want to be held by them.
I don't even know you.
You know me. I'm just like you.
He was of Hollywood, born in Santa Monica, California, but never really enamored by it. Redford fled to the mountains of Utah instead, where he championed all kinds of environmental causes. It was up here, too, where he launched his Sundance Institute and the Sundance Film Festival, focused on those who had something to say, but were rarely heard.
Whenever there's an attempt to snuff politically, to use politics to snuff a point of view, then we try as best we can to come behind it and push that back out in the marketplace and encourage the work to be seen.
Robert Redford died at Sundance, surrounded by those who loved him and the mountains he loved so much.
You know, that obituary, which Lee Cowan did a great job on, makes me want to go back and watch some of those movies. Out of Africa.
Absolutely.
It was an epic film.
You could spend an entire weekend, maybe two weekends, watching all those great movies that you enjoyed over the years.
Aaron, you're going to have to write a couple of these down for your... We have a long growing list for you over time.
Well, actors like him remind me that now, modern day, being a movie star and an actor are very different. You know, I think in his time, there were A-list movie stars.
And he was one of them.
You know, yes. What I'm reminded of here, and I'm not trying to compare them when I say this, but... Well, I'm reminded of right now when
Tom
he
Hanks.
Died. No, when he died would be Henry Fonda. Same kind of reaction.
Nope. That's been a while.
Yeah, worldwide acclaim. Mm-hmm. Celebrated actor.
All right. What else is going on? Let's see. Paul has discovered a list since the president and first lady are bank.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Banqueting at the royal castle.
I found out about this. You're going to blow your mind
Buckingham
when you guys hear
Palace.
This. All right.
All right. Here's the list of
they're having
English
this banquet.
Fair.
Oh,
and
I can't wait.
It's kind of one of these things where you go around to 19 different stations set up around the room serving the food and drink. The menu is French. Each of these food stations is managed by a page, a footman, an underbutler, and a wine butler.
Of course.
Wow. For each station.
There's steamed fillet of halibut, watercress mousse, asparagus spears to start with, a saddle of new season Windsor lamb with fragrant herb stuffing, spring vegetables, and port sauce, and for dessert, strawberry sable with tangy lemon, some kind of cream.
Strawberry.
And an assortment of fresh fruit before coffee and pettifors. Wow.
Whoa. So elegant, elegantly put.
Well, wait a minute. Is it, they have to go to food stations?
Yeah. Yeah, apparently it's kind of wandering around from one station to the next. Then you go to the table and chow down and go back. I wonder if it's polite to go up for more. How
yeah,
does that
do
work
you guys
exactly?
like that or do you like being served?
I prefer being served.
Yes, I like to just sit there and kind
right,
of grease.
Right, having to get
yeah.
back up
sit
is kind of...
Sit there and droll. So the president, yes. first lady having...
My favorite part, the saddle of new season Windsor lamb with fragrant herb stuffing.
I should bring up my whip sounds. All right, there's your fare for the president, first lady, and the king and queen. Continue to keep you posted on the FBI building on East Carson Street in the south side where the gate was rammed, as you heard in our newscast. With Paul Rasmussen, FBI Special Agent in Charge Christopher Giordano calling it an act of terror, and they are looking for Donald Henson of Penn Hills. And nobody injured, but they were concerned and checking the vehicle for potential explosives. So we'll keep you posted on that story. A lot going on, and from KDK TV, we welcome Barry Pintar. Barry, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday to you.
Yeah, I saw a report you did last night about there's the need for a vote for this stamp for Fred Rogers.
Yeah, so believe it or not, this year in 2025, the United States Post Office turns 250 years old. Isn't that insane? 250 years old. So what they're doing is having this contest. They have resurrected the potential of 25 former forever stamps, where people could go online and vote. They have till September 30th. And the winning stamp that is voted back in will go back into circulation next year. So, you know, forever stamps are those ones that you buy that you can use forever, even if the postage goes up. And a lot of people think they're just the plain flag ones, but they got everything from Bugs Bunny to the Evil Queen from Disney, 25 different ones. But one of them, yes, is Mr. Rogers, and of course, Pittsburghers are saying, it's got to be Mr. Rogers, and you could place your vote as often as you want.
Yeah, but you pointed out also stiff competition.
There is stiff competition. As a matter of fact, I'll run through some of them for you, because we're talking about forever stamps from a long time. The classic flag one is there, but just to stick some out, Bugs Bunny, I mentioned the Evil Queen, Star Trek, Charlie Brown, Star Wars, the Cars movie show, Batman, Continental Railroad, so they're going way back. There's a picture of a football, a happy birthday stamp, an eclipse stamp, Wonder Woman, Peter Pan, DC Comics, George Washington, Snoopy, and amidst all that, which just really says when you think about it, of the impact this man has had just on the world, that along with all of those iconic figures and brands and events, including George Washington, Mr. Rogers is in there. So he's if you haven't seen it, it's a picture. If you don't remember, it's from 2018. He's holding the king puppet in his hand, and it's a picture of him. And one of the 25 that could be folks can vote to bring back in. And they're going to announce it, by the way, next year at the World Expo in Boston. So, but you only have until September 30th to vote.
All right. So vote. And do you just go to the Postal Service website again, right?
You could, or just go to stampsforever.com, and all the links will be there. You go to our website. If you forget, we have a link there as well. And yeah, let's bring back Mr. Rogers as the ultimate icon of the last 250 years. Pretty incredible.
Barry, thank you. What are you working on today?
Well, you know, because I'm a General Simon news reporter, I will tell you when they come out of the news meeting and say, Barry, this is your story today.
All right.
You know what's interesting? Just very quickly, as you know, you've done this. I get that question almost daily from people I'm passing on the streets. And the reality is, you know, you just talked about the car running into the building. We don't know until we go in because we do news. So at the last moment, this is your story. You'll be on the air at 4. Welcome to my life. That's what we do.
Oh, I certainly get it. Appreciate it. As always, thank you.
My pleasure. Have a great Wednesday.
All right. Barry Pintar from KDK-TV. The vote is yours. Aaron, you're going to hear a lot about 250. It's going to be the magic number. It started for me this June with the United States Army's 250th. You've got the Navy 250 next month. You've got the Marine Corps 250 November 10th from Tun Tavern, Philadelphia. And then, of course, the country celebrating the 250th next year. Can you imagine Independence Day should be extra ramped up and special?
Oh my gosh, I'm sure it's going to be very, very large. And it's interesting because for me, at least, sometimes when I hear numbers out loud, the biggest numbers sound small and the smallest numbers sound big sometimes. So hearing 250th, I'm thinking, wow, but also, is that it? You know, like I'm like, wow, is that how long, you know, we're going to celebrate as a country? But again, that's a long time.
It's going to be, yeah, a year-long celebration. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, the next huge celebration here is going to be the draft, right? They had this consortium of all the stakeholders they could possibly get together to talk about what we're doing for the draft as a city, as a region. And I have a couple of people that were at that conversation saying, you know, we have a lot of challenges yet, and they got to hurry because we got to get this done. You know?
Can you imagine being in that room? It's like celebratory, but also,
yeah,
it's also everyone's like,
for some people, high anxiety.
Oh, yeah.
Also, the airport is supposed to open next month.
Mm-hmm.
The Pittsburgh International Airport, this $7 billion project. We're going to talk to the CEO, who was Pittsburgher of the Year, named by Pittsburgh Magazine.
Are you going to say it or you're going to hold off?
You want to share it? Go ahead.
Christina Kasotis.
Yeah, she is going to join us to talk about. They had a get together last night too, right?
Right.
So a lot going on. And Rich Fitzgerald, our Wednesday weekly guest in the 7 o'clock hour, is actually in Washington. And he will join us to tell you why he's there on the region's behalf.
Accused of ramming a car into the gates of the FBI field office on East Carson early this morning.
We consider this an act of terror.
Authorities are looking now for Donald Hansen, who they say ran from the scene.
He's from Penn Hills and apparently has had some issues in the past, mental health questions.
Yeah, they believe he has a mental health history, but they don't believe, Larry, he's armed, and they're looking for him at this hour. In Utah,
just for the court's information, we did file just recently, within the last few minutes, a notice of intent to seek the death penalty.
Yeah, County Attorney Jeff Gray talking about Tyler Robinson at his first court appearance on charges in the shooting death of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah, and the details of his exchange with his roommate, part of what they read through so that they could support the charges that they have.
And I don't know if you've seen that in detail or not, Larry, but anyone who has would walk away with no doubt that he was the guy who pulled the trigger. Mike Tomlin asked at his weekly media session yesterday if Caleb Johnson would be returning kickoffs for the Steelers.
Probably not in the short term. I'm certainly going to give him an opportunity to work his way back.
Caleb, the rookie, made a miscue on a kickoff basically cost them the game.
It's a 14-point swing between the interception and the end zone and that tip ball out of, Calvin Austin's hands.
Steelers were very much in it into the third quarter.
And then you had the miscue on the kickoff, and you're down by 14 there, right?
Yeah, so he's going to get a chance, apparently, to think about it when the Steelers go to New England this Sunday.
What I really liked, though, as I was listening to this news conference yesterday, was what Mr. Tomlin had to say about Caleb after that.
Yeah.
He talked about, he praised him, he encouraged him. You know, he said he can work his way back onto that, into that role. You know, if I were a player, that's what I would want to hear.
So,
you know, failure's not final.
It's New England this Sunday, then the following Sunday in Dublin, Ireland, as the designated home team against the Minnesota Vikings.
Are you prepared for this yet?
There are parts that I have no idea what to expect, you know, going there. But yeah, I mean, excited. A week from today, going to do the morning show here and then head to Dublin.
Wow.
And I'll be checking in. The game plan is to do the morning show Friday, which will be a midday show, basically.
From across the pond.
Yeah, we're going to do it and pack it with the fun and punch of all the Steelers fans that'll be gathered there. I have a feeling we're going to take over the town in a good way.
Well, I think that's a great idea.
Yes. So we'll be excited to bring you that, and we'll have more details, but looking forward to it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.